Such a great job, and with all the difficulties this week, made it even harder, but they did so well, and lots of stand-ins and all sorts of last minute. So thank you so much, guys. You did a great job. And I wonder, though, whether that nativity has got you thinking. I hope it has. I wonder if it's got you to think about the meaning behind Christmas. I want to ask you a question. How big is your Christmas? How big is your Christmas? Now, I'm not talking about the size of the turkey. I'm not talking about how many lights or decorations you've got up. I'm not even talking about how long your Christmas list is. What I mean is, how big a view of Christmas do you have? For lots of us, Christmas is an opportunity to kind of forget the worries of the year that's just gone and just to enjoy a couple of days of fun and merriment. I don't know if you've seen Elton John and Ed Sheeran's new song, dreadful song. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's summed up in these words, what they think of Christmas. I know there's been pain this year, but it's time to let go. Next year, you never know. But for now, Merry Christmas. Is this how we view Christmas, I wonder? Is a Merry Christmas enough to forget all the troubles that this year has brought? Can Christmas really give us a reason for hope? Well, what I want us to see is that what we're celebrating at Christmas is much, much bigger than we think. I want us to see that even in the face of life's biggest problems and hardest struggles, Christmas does indeed give us a bigger and better hope than anything else the world has to offer. I wonder if you sensed it as we watched that nativity story that the children just presented. Did you see how massively important that first Christmas was? I think we saw it in three ways as the children presented it to us. First, we saw that Christmas is far bigger than we think because God planned it from the beginning of time. Did you see how, as the angels looked back in time to that guy Isaiah, you've probably heard some of these words that he read lots of times before at Christmas, their famous carol service readings. Isaiah was a prophet, which means that he was a man who God gave a message to tell the world what was going to happen in the future. And what we heard him prophesying about was the coming of Jesus. He said lots of things about how Jesus would be born and what he would do. But the amazing thing is, he said these things 700 years before Jesus arrived. Amazing details like how he would be born, like he'd be born to a virgin, he'd be born in this little nobody heard of town called Bethlehem. This shows us that Christmas is far bigger than we think, because when Jesus arrived, God was fulfilling the plan that he had made, that he had announced, rather, 700 years earlier. In fact, he announced it even before that. He started to announce it right back at the beginning of the creation, when he first made a promise that he would send someone to save our world from our sins, from turning away from him. And in fact, we learn it in the New Testament, in the newest part of the Bible, that even before he announced it, he was already planning it from before the beginning of time. So when we celebrate the arrival of Jesus at Christmas, we're not celebrating a random, spontaneous event. We're celebrating something that God was preparing and planning since before time began, and which he'd been sending messages about for hundreds of years, so that we would get it. Christmas is way bigger than we think. And secondly, the other thing I think we saw in that was that it's bigger than we think because of who Jesus is. Isaiah told us lots of amazing things about Jesus. But the most amazing thing that he told us, that he prophesied, was that he would be Emmanuel, God with us. You see, that's why Christmas is the most mind-blowing and astounding event in the whole of history. It's why we're still celebrating it 2,000 years odd later. Because as we saw in that nativity there, that first Christmas, the Son of God, the creator of everything, came down to be with us. That's what Emmanuel means, God with us. That's the wonder and the awe of Christmas, that God so loved the world that he sent his only son to be born as a baby in a manger, to walk and talk and to live amongst us so that we could know him. Christmas is big because God the Son was willing to become small, to enter inside a woman's womb, to be born hungry, helpless, a human, to be laid in an animal's feeding trough. Have a think about that. The angels in our nativity were shocked about it, weren't they? How can the Son of God be born and then placed in a manger? And then the first people who visit him are smelly shepherds who've been out working in the fields all night. It's mysterious, strange, it's shocking really, isn't it? But actually the Bible is clear that that was all part of God's amazing, big, wonderful plan. Because in that moment, God was teaching us something about himself and about his plan for creation. He was teaching us that he is a God who loves us, who serves us, who's prepared to humble himself in the most remarkable of ways to reveal his love to us. It also shows us that he came to reveal something, reveal himself to everyone, not just the successful, the rich and the famous. And the nature of his humble birth gives us a glimpse of what he came to do. You see, the angels were right to be excited to see that what he was going to grow up to do next. Because when God stepped into creation, he was showing us something far bigger and far better than we could have ever have imagined. Because I think the third thing we saw is that Christmas is better than we think because Jesus came to save us. You see, that baby grew up to become a man, Jesus Christ, the most famous man that ever lived, God in human form. And in his life, he showed us what God is like. He showed us his miraculous power. He showed us his knowledge and wisdom. He showed us his compassion and love for people. But not only that, he also taught us about ourselves and our desperate need, our need to be saved. He showed us that our hearts are naturally in rebellion towards God. We don't love God. We turn our back on him. We say we don't need him. And he showed us how that actually leads to death and eternal separation from him. But most importantly, he showed us how we could be brought back into right relationship with God, which leads to eternal life. And what he showed us is that the way back to God is through him. His whole life was a humble act of service, and so was his death. Because ultimately, the Son of God came to serve us in his death on the cross. He swapped the wood of a manger for the wood of a cross. And on the cross, he paid the price for our rebellion against God. Jesus, the Son of God, came down to earth to save all those who will put their trust in him. Because he didn't remain dead. Death couldn't hold the creator of life. He rose from the dead to show us that he had defeated death for us. And that he made it possible for a new life in relationship with God for all who have faith in him. That is how huge and awesome what that little baby at Christmas came to do was. And so whatever your Christmas is about this year, it will be too small if it's not about Jesus. Your Christmas will be too small if it's not about that mystery that he reveals. That God so loved the world, he sent his only son, that whoever believes in him might have eternal life with him. This is the magnitude and wonder of what happened at that first Christmas. And it's a wonder that you can share in today. If, like those angels, you'll take a closer look at what happened on that first Christmas. Because Because what happened in that first Christmas was so big, it reached all the way to you. God wants to reach to you through his love today, expressed for you in Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you so much for that nativity performance and how it shows us how amazing, how big and awesome that event was, where Jesus Christ stepped into this world to reveal you to us, that we might be able to know you. And ultimately, Lord, to give his life for us, that we would be able to know you for all eternity, to live in perfect peace with you, that we really would be able to see a great hope before us. So we pray, Lord, that this Christmas we would have Christ at the centre. In Jesus' name, amen.